Lesson 1.
This is Commander Dana. I want to talk to you for a few minutes about your subject today, taste and see. You know, when we talk to boys and girls, they understand tasting and seeing, and of course relating it to food because this is a food illustration in the Word of God. God wants us to taste and see how good He is, Psalm 34:8. Now, you know, it's easy for these kids, when we talk about tasting, it's easy to draw illustrations for them that they'll get. But let me just say this to the teacher. Did you know that taste and see is in the order that God wants us to experience Him rather than see and taste? In the Garden of Eden, did you realize that Eve, when she was deceived, she did it exactly the opposite of this? It says, when she saw that the fruit was pleasant to the eyes, then she took and she tasted it. And it's interesting, I think, that the reverse order of this is what God says to do where our relationship with Him, our understanding of Him is concerned. It says, taste and see. In other words, the word taste also means perceive or recognize. So for these kids to perceive God, they're going to have to be led down a pathway of investigation. In other words, let's look closely. Let's taste who God really is. Develop a taste for His Word. You know, if we want to taste God, it's simple, man. Begin to feed on His Word. The more that we taste His Word, the more we're going to know what an experience with God, a life with God, a friendship of God tastes like. I believe that if we're blindfolded, we can't see a thing. We can still recognize taste. We're going to know the difference between an apple and a hot pepper. I mean, it doesn't take a lot. We should develop a taste for the Word of God, not only where appetite's concerned, but where flavor's concerned. I like to bring this out. The goodness of God, that taste always comes through. You know, trusting in God's goodness brings us to a place of blessing because He wants us to know that He's good. The good things of God, I like to use this illustration for the kids too. Kids, the good things of God are like an awesome meal for our spirit. And I might, of course, go off talking about food, you know, and I'll let the kids know. Kids, if you eat something really good, let's say you find the best thing at Chick-fil-A and, oh, it's your favorite thing. You know what? You're going to probably tell your friends, oh, when I go, I get this. The things of God can be the same way. If we really taste how good He is, if we begin to experience what a great God, how much freedom there is when we serve Him, when we love Him, how fun He is. Man, if we could be convinced of that, our God is good, and He's so good to be around. If we can communicate that to our kids and get them to actually have that tasting experience, man, they're not going to have any hesitation at all sharing that with others. Taste and see that God is good. Man, have this taste test with your kids. Begin to just list out some of the great qualities, the good things of God, the things that make up His goodness. Do a list of those things. Read them to the kids and say, kids, how did it taste? You think our God tastes good? Well, He is.